How to Stop Your Self-Sabotage. Chapter 4. The Silent Operator. Your Self-Talk. Self-talk? What is self-talk, you might well ask? Your self-talk is sometimes referred to as self-chatter, self-talk, and internal dialogue. These are the internal voices you may overhear anywhere you happen to be, in cafes and restaurants, in the shopping mall. You hear them at work and play. You hear them in meetings or in crowds or while you're alone. It is precisely the thoughts that run through your head as you read this now. Hear them? More than this, though, it is the myriad of thoughts that constantly flow through your mind every second, every minute, and every waking moment of your day. Your self-talk represents your beliefs, how you weigh things up, how you assess things, what you think about things, your opinions. No doubt you have seen some demented persons in the street talking out loud to themselves and having conversations with themselves. Well, that's not much different to what we all do, except we don't do it aloud. We compare, speculate, evaluate, comment, approve, disapprove, and judge. It just goes on. Success doesn't come from the way you think it does. It comes from the way you think. Dr. Reverend Robert Schuller, pastor, writer, and speaker, USA. You continually have little conversations in your head about all sorts of things. In fact, the mind never seems to switch off. We believe that there is this endless tirade and tyranny of thoughts that just happens and rolls us along. We also believe that we have no control over this continual flow of thoughts. We delude ourselves again because nothing is farther from the truth. We actually do have control. I've had some clients, though, who deny that they have any self-talk. They believe that they don't talk to themselves at all. They don't think anything to themselves. They say to me, "No, Daryl, I don't have any self-talk. I don't talk to myself." Sadly, I inform them that if that's true, then they are dead. You talk to yourself about all kinds of things, about how you performed, about what you said and what you did, what you think of this and what you think of that, what you feel and how you measured up. You talk to yourself about future situations, what if, and about past events, if only. You talk to yourself all the time. It never stops. As you think, so shall you be. Dr. Wayne Dyer, USA author, speaker, and psychologist. Typically, you try to anticipate future events and you rehearse in your head what you will do, how you will say things, how you will dress, and how you will present generally. Often, in relation to past events, you might chastise yourself and are hard on yourself for the things you have done or said or should have done or said. Ever thought about the power of thoughts? Someone once wrote some very wise and profound words. Watch your thoughts. They become words. Watch your words. They become actions. Watch your actions. They become habits. Watch your habits. They become character. Watch your character. It becomes your destiny. Thoughts become your destiny? That's right, your destiny. If that's true, you'd better get your thoughts right. You'd better get in control of those thoughts. The secret for those people who seem to get ahead, take risks, are successful, and self-confident in life is that they tend to closely watch their self-talk. It has been estimated that we talk to ourselves at a rate of about 1,000 to 2,000 words per minute. Is it any wonder that we go from a molehill to a mountain in a split second? What's one of the major differences between those who are successful and those who are not? The way we think. Dr. Daryl Cross. Negative thoughts. It has also been suggested that most of this one-sided conversation is negative in orientation. Some of my clients have referred to themselves as worrywarts. Others just say that they always look on the negative side of things. If you keep on saying that things are going to be bad, you have a good chance of being a prophet. Isaac Bashevis, Polish-born singer and writer, USA. C.S. Lewis, in his book Surprised by Joy, is much more descriptive and vivid or graphic about self-talk, and that he says that when he looked inside himself, he found a zoo of lusts, a bedlam of ambitions, a nursery of fears, a harem of fondled hatreds. Clinically, as I talk to people intimately about their life and its circumstance, it is clear that many individuals are locked into negative self-talk. It's almost like it has become a habit. Two people have been living in you all of your life. One is the ego, garrulous, demanding, hysterical, calculating. The other is the hidden spiritual being, whose still voice of wisdom you have only rarely heard or attended to. From the Tibetan Book of Living and Dying. People seem to automatically slip into self-criticism, self-judgment, looking on the worst side of things and expecting the worst. Sometimes these thoughts have been called gremlins, but they are always negative. Actually, there is a very real sense in which an inferiority complex or self-sabotage is really negative self-talk, which has been habit-forming over years. The pessimist, for example, has nothing but negative self-talk going on in his or her mind. As a person called James Allen once wrote, a man is literally what he thinks. If you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Henry Ford, Ford Motor Company, USA. I remember a woman who came to see me feeling quite depressed and teary about an arm injury and saying things like, why me, and will it ever get better? We discussed her self-talk, and interestingly, she recited to me how in the next week she had been feeling very low and went into a major shopping center in the city of Adelaide. At the entrance to the shops, she had encountered a blind boy making his way along with a white stick. Immediately, this prompted her to snap out of her negative thinking and self-pity, and instead she said things like, at least I can see, and I have all my faculties. I'm not so badly off. I have a lot to be thankful for. She felt much more positive all day and through the following week. As an aside, because she also felt much more positive and acted accordingly, she noticed that her work colleagues responded more cheerfully towards her too. What triggers negative self-talk? Where does the self-talk come from? How does it happen? In your environment, you're surrounded by triggers, situations or a series of events which affects your mood, your feelings, or your emotion. In between the trigger, or what is happening in your external environment or surrounds, is your thoughts. See the diagram on the next page. A trigger or event or situation. What you think about the trigger. Your feelings or emotions. The meanings that you give to things determines how you feel. Your thoughts determine your mood or feelings. Think happy thoughts, feel happy. Think sad thoughts, feel sad. It's straightforward, really. How do you fix your self-talk? How do you feel better? The answers may not always be what you want to hear. It may not always be the good news story that you want. No easy tricks here. No silver bullets. No shortcuts. Life isn't like that. The things that are worth the most usually require the most effort or sacrifice. Good things take time. Remember, you can move from a molehill to a mountain in a split second. Your thoughts are ballistic. They move at rocket speed. Sometimes you think so quickly and fast that you can make yourself dizzy. You can complain because roses have thorns, or you can rejoice because thorns have roses. Zig Ziglar, Motivational Speaker, USA. Are you an optimistic person, a positive person? There are always two sides to a coin. Which side do you choose to look at, the positive or the negative? You get to choose. How does negative silent self-talk work? It's called the ABCD of thinking. It is simple, really. It goes like this. The ABCD of thinking. A. A trigger event, situation. Something triggers or sets you off. 1. It could be an external trigger, like a phone call, what someone says or does, or something that you see or hear. 2. It could be an internal trigger, like a daydream or stream of thoughts. 3. Sometimes it could be both external and internal. B. Your thoughts. You weigh up the trigger or the event which is given meaning by you such that you have a series of thoughts that go round in your head, and this is typically called your self-talk. It cuts in automatically and is often negative. C. Your feelings. You feel emotion. Your feelings are created by your thoughts. You think sad thoughts. You feel sad, etc. D. Your actions or reaction. You react. Your action, reaction, response, or behavior is a result of your feelings. In a nutshell, all your experiences are assessed or processed by you and given some meaning via your thoughts or self-talk, which then determines how you feel. To change your feelings, therefore, you need to change either your situation, for example, leave your job, sell your house, change your relationship, do something different, or change your thoughts or self-talk about the situation or trigger. For example, I'm fortunate to have a job and this really is no big deal in the whole scheme of things. I recognize that he or she has done a lot for me, and they really have some positive points that I shouldn't overlook. Or change both your situation and your thoughts. Changing your thoughts, though, is not easy. You may have been thinking negatively for a long time. As I've said before, it would have become a habit by now. So how do you do it, especially if there is no silver bullet and no quick fix? The old adage, count your blessings, is a wise saying. Better still, as well as counting your fortunes, try thinking positively, and your life will start to be transformed. Let's look at a first very practical step. A very effective way to start your day is when you wake up to immediately count your blessings. It has the effect of gearing your brain into a positive mode rather than the alternative. Instead of moaning about having to get out of bed or being tired or not wanting to go to work, try a different method. It really works. For example, try this exercise. Exercise 4.1. Write down all the things that you can be thankful for each morning when you wake up. Make a list of 10 things. For example, I'm thankful that I have a solid roof over my head. I'm thankful that I'm alive and healthy. I'm thankful that I can work and be productive. I'm thankful for my children. I'm thankful that I can see, and so on. My thankful list. Now, as soon as you wake up, go through this list and say them in your head or out loud if you wish. Try this for 10 days, every morning, and see if it makes any difference to you. Are you up for this? Then do it. What have you got to lose? Make up your list and put it by your bedside or close handy. Have this manual next to your bed, or perhaps transfer your list onto another piece of paper. We can only do what we think we can do. We can be only what we think we can be. We can have only what we think we can have. What we do, what we are, what we have, all depend upon what we think. Robert Collier.